continued focus on understanding the value of technical assistance and pre-development dollars is a critical part of this equation. I think philanthropy can move a lot faster than the state government or the federal government. And I also understand from the philanthropic side, it's not fair for everybody to say, well, philanthropy, you're just going to pick up this check, right? So I do get that we need to use philanthropic resources judiciously as we work to change the system as a whole so that the system can enable these kinds of investments. But I have been really heartened by philanthropic organizations really deeply trying to understand what technical assistance is, what kind of technical assistance is necessary, and then getting that into the hands of community partners to actually enable that work. The other thing I would say is that the federal government also uses a really similar model. It's our community-based organizations that often have the trust in their community. They live where they work and play. They deeply understand needs. They have relationships with the right community leaders. And so, you know, if I come into a community, I live in Bend. I don't live everywhere in the state. I know what we need here. And I try to do the best job that I can learning in these other jurisdictions. But I'm still the federal government when I roll into town. You know, I've got the E-plate and everything. And so I think working in that model of like working in partnership with the people who are in of and by the community is such a critical piece to investing in the right way and having the kind of impact that we want to have.